Hi, welcome to an update on some great art to get you through the festive period. Everyone's got a very different relationship with Christmas. Whatever yours is, it's great to connect with big ideas. So I wandered up to Birmingham Icon Gallery on Brinsley Place, named after James Brinsley, just off Centenary Square, with the public sculpture called the Floozy in the Jacuzzi, where water just runs over a lady in a very beautiful way. And it's quite iconic because it's quite close to Birmingham's canal system, with more canals than Venice. The Gas Lane Basin actually connects the Worcester Canal with Birmingham, and there's a wonderful sort of just wonder that you can do watching some ducks and looking at reflections in the middle of this second city of England. This canal just close by is just really breathtaking and leads to the Cube, which is a sort of monument to Birmingham's Jewellery Quarter, a wonderful building with so many different angles to view it from that gives you reflections and different ornate sculptures to view. And all this is just a 5-minute wander from the Bull Ring, where bulls were allowed to attack dogs many, many years ago, and that was spectator sport there. And there's a wonderful statue there too of Horatio Nelson, the very first one in Britain, because Horatio visited Birmingham and had a very close connection with the people. So all this to lead me to Brindley Place, named after James Brindley, right close to where Bridge Street, Cadbury's originally had their coffee, chocolate making empire, and would have the cocoa beans transported there on the canal boats. Now it's more for pleasure. So I wandered to this neo-Gothic building that always is a great blank canvas for new work. It's free to enter, and the welcome is just so warm as you walk through the door. The staff are really engaged with the work, and the light running through the building just makes you feel that, in a way, that you are part of the show. You are part of the group that views this work at a certain time. And one memorable time I had at Icon, I led on a sort of stretcher-like build construction, and they pushed me out, and I could see the window, put my head through the window, and I could see the actual surface of the building. But today it's Harun Mirza. Reality is somehow what we expect it to be. I don't know how that lands for you. Reality is somehow what we expect it to be. And Harun Mirza is a London-born artist, born in 1977, educated at Goldsmiths and Chelsea. Exhibited at the Venice Biennale 2011, where he won the Silver Lion for Promising Young Artist. And he works with light and sound in a very simplistic but complex layered manner. And the installations have moved for him away from found objects, which is something that I connect to very much, found objects. But this is now more into energy space. And inspired by LA-based artist Chana Horvitz, who is well known for creating a sort of colour scheme on graph paper that translates sound into shapes. And this work seems to anticipate the digital style. So from this emerges Harun Mirza, and this really shows me that you can get your inspiration from work that perhaps has two meanings, and you find your own view of looking at it. So it's really important, I think, when you go to see art, to keep your own interpretations sacred, and they don't always need to be shared or discussed, because, you know, don't be talked out of what you interpret a work to be. It could be incredibly precious to you. Think of your own creativity as a sort of ladder, with or each step moving from the next. So really preserve and protect each step of sort of comprehension that you have. So Harun Mirza's An Infinito 2009 is from his Optical Sound series, and it problematizes the possibility of the visual and acoustic as one singular aesthetic form. So there's a piano keyboard, LED light circle, and a bin, and a looping video exit of swarming bats. So you feel very enclosed in the experience. It feels personal because it is so unique. It's so selected, the stimulus. You can't really escape from it when you're there because it is so unique. And this also told me, you know, follow your gut instinct with what is working for you in your art and leave it in. You know, it's like a sort of bay leaf in a stew. It's so small and you can think, oh, maybe we don't need that. But boy, oh boy, the impact, and boy, do you notice it. Protect your work. And some of Haroon Mirza's more minimal approaches to installation has come forward too in the Apavillion work. So it's a grey sound insulated pyramidal foam, and at the centre from the ceiling is a circle of white LED lights. So it's like a halo, that feeling of heavenliness with what's above and what's below. And that's interesting to me too, because it's funny how you put forward an idea and the viewer, or me, fills in the details as to what might be below. People build a world around what you offer them. And so in this kind of spiritual perfection that we're stood in, there's a period of total darkness with the LED lights getting increasingly bright, and then a big crescendo of an electronic buzzing sound. And that plunges the room back into darkness. And the important thing is the cycle starts again. And I think this returns me back to Haroon Mirza's description of his exhibition, the quote that we started with. You know, it's like, this is reality. This is how things happen. Reality is somehow what we expect it to be. Or is it? That's the thing, isn't it? It's a cycle. And when things are on a cycle, sometimes you miss out what really is happening because you just perceive the cycle. And that's the important thing for me. It's like, don't get caught in, especially coming up to Christmas, don't get caught up in the cycle of Black Friday, of all the expectations of the parties on the Friday nights, of going out, the whole rigmarole of perhaps even New Year. I mean, if it works for you, go for it, but see it for what it is. It's a cycle. Reality is somehow what we expect it to be. And my question to that is it? And my answer is no. And I invite your response too to that question. But my answer comes from this idea of the cycle. There could be something in the work that gives you a different answer to that question, but certainly looking out for circles or loops and cycles and how we see it in art, I really interpret that in a very different way now. And the other thing is, you know, that this crescendo of light getting bigger, in some ways we are at the mercies of our perceptions, our how we visually perceive things. You might be able to know what's happening, someone might tell you, but when you're experiencing it, you can't distance yourself from it. It's I don't want to use the word trigger, but it's firing off your nervous system. It is your visual perception being fired. So yes, that's it, isn't it? Be aware of just how reality fires it us, and you know, it could be that we don't want it to be that way, but actually, you know, it doesn't have to. Maybe it's just our perception firing us. So all I can do is recommend Haroon Mirza's work to you. It's on at the Icon Gallery and it's free to go in. It's on until the 24th of February on the first and second floor galleries and tower room. There are a few steps to the tower room, so it's great building for accessibility, but obviously it's a really old building, so there's a few little corners that are perhaps, because of the design, isn't quite as easy to access if you are using a wheelchair. There's lots of events that are going on with Icon, but whatever you're up to, I would just say,
using your eyes wide open, opening your eyes, and a program that I've been going through, as I've been mentioning, the Eyes Wide Open program, just looking at things in a very different way and being very open to how I use my time and my energy, has made me a lot more able to see work, what's at the very heart of it, and not get drawn into the obvious experience of visual art. And that has allowed me to connect in a much bigger way. And I think the value of my interaction with the work is much more profound and useful to me in building what I want to build. So whatever you're creating this week, the end of this year or today, whatever your artistic goals are, I just recommend that you just feel aware of cycles, where we see cycles. Are they serving you or not? Are they part of your reality or are they dictating your reality? And also, especially in art, if you're creating it with bright lights, maybe go more, go brighter, go bolder, go bigger. Really get that immediate reaction from your viewer. Go big or go home. There we go. Having said that, lots of compassion to you. Be compassionate with whatever you're processing and creating this week, and I look forward to talking again soon. If you've enjoyed this, please do click subscribe. Do pop back soon, and I definitely will talk to you soon. Have a great week.